You go to Amazon, you get kind of this quantity, right? You put in product management, you get a lots of a huge list of books. But then where's like this, that's like the personal touch to it.
Product Table with Elvis Sinnes.
Hello and welcome. My name is Elvis Sinnes and you are listening to the Product Table tech podcast that invites product managers, designers and software developers behind incredible products. And today we are talking about books and libraries, tech books and web libraries for product managers. And for that reason, I have invited a very special guest who is passionate choreographer and dancing teacher. She loves tech, being a senior product manager at Xing, helping to find the right job for people, and of course, founder of recently established organization, PM Library. And just amazing and happy person, Lena Haidt. Welcome, Lena, to our podcast.
Hi, thanks. Nice. Thanks for having me.
From where are you calling today?
I'm calling from Barcelona, sunny Barcelona today. It's quite warm.
In Riga, it's vice versa. It's rain now, so we should still keep the Barcelona mood during the podcast today.
We will.
As our topic for today is why the books are and libraries are the best friends for product managers. Before that, I think many of people like would like to know who are Lena, what Lena is doing. And for that reason, I actually checked some your social life, like in LinkedIn, in also Twitter, in Medium. And what fascinated me that you have already 34 Medium posts. That's
wow.
Huge. It's like almost every single week, like you are writing something about books, of course, and libraries.
Yeah, I never counted it, to be honest. So that number is new for me as well.
So now when someone is asking you, how many posts do you have on Medium? Like I have 35 to be precise, and more than 1,500 claps, you know, it's so, but, in your, this, I would say CV, there is one interesting entry that states, and I also presented that, you are choreographer and dance teacher, and you like it was one of the most, I would say, like professional careers for you some time ago, and now you are product manager. So could you please share with the listeners who are maybe also willing to transform their careers, how does this started, and why product management interested you?
Yeah, I used to be a dance teacher, so I think dancing is just my passion and it has been my whole life. So I basically, that's the way how I earned money during school and like studying, how I financed my studies was giving dance classes and taking dance classes and doing different kinds of shows. And I think I basically tried out a lot when it comes to dance. I moved to LA for a couple of months and I tried to be a professional dancer. It never really worked out due to different reasons. But at one point I decided to take the creativity and also like what I learned in school and go studying. So I studied media because I thought this is kind of a creative field to work in. Media economics, so I also have an economic background. And I was always fascinated by the digital world. It also comes from dancing because you share a lot of videos. A lot of dancers are very active on social media because that's also how you create buzz and like grow your network. And I was very fascinated with that. And then I decided to study digital media and my master's to pursue this career. And I figured out that product management is really kind of the thing I want to do. You have lots of impact, you steer a team. It's also, again, coming from being a dance teacher, you have to steer a group of people doing the same thing. So I think, I kind of transferred a lot of knowledge from being a dance teacher to being a product manager. And I love it. I can only recommend people to be product managers. I can only recommend people to try out things. And even if the one thing doesn't work out, like for me becoming like a really professional dancer, there are different things that you might like, and you figure out you're even better in that than in what you wanted to do in the first place.
sounds very interesting, like this transition. And I also like believed like it's never too late to you know, transform your career. And it's like 21st century, and now it's the things become digital, you know, jobs are being like gutted and replaced. So it's definitely worth to pursue this idea that be brave, because I think also maybe you can share what qualities do you see that like this dance teacher / choreographer gave you in the product management. You mentioned the managing the team, managing the squad, yeah, of the
yeah.
What else maybe came to your mind?
Yeah, I mean, managing the team, absolutely. I think the way of solving issues also in a creative way, as a dancer, you have to be creative. It's an art. being on stage and not being scared to be in front of lots of people and to give people also direction, right? You need to be comfortable, showing up and being somehow present. I think that's also something that I learned during being a dance teacher and like being on big stages. That's you at one point you will be comfortable with that. What else? I think that's mainly it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now you are product manager, so you even I would call you senior product manager, because your entry states that you are senior, so you already reached some bigger levels. And the question is here. When or where did you understood that actually this product management and product manager role is like meant for you? Maybe do you remember your very, very first feelings when you started to do this product management and product manager job responsibilities, how you felt, or do you recall something?
Well, I had pretty awesome mentors and teachers when I started, to be honest. And I had the freedom to just try out everything that you need, right? So like working with engineers, I had a really amazing engineer who really explained me everything. I mean, I asked so many stupid questions in hindsight, which are never stupid, always ask questions. But, you know, so I had really good teachers in that regard. And for me, I mean, the thing I remember was basically the first time we launched something or I launched something and you get user feedback and you get an email from a user who's like, I love this product. I just want to use it every day. And I think that was the moment where I was like, yes, I'm actually doing something that brings happiness to someone.
Wow. That's, I think, yeah, like for me also this happened, like when you receive the very, like very first feedback, maybe this is the last feedback you will ever receive. You're so proud of it, like, because it's, you know, it's something that you've been building. And you mentioned that. So you see, in product management, there are at least like I have studied also one of my researchers that it shows that approximately 75% of all products, like, they fail during this life cycle. I mean, they are overrun. They are like above the budget, above the timelines. So do you remember, was your first product shipped in time and within all these criteria, or was it success for the company?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been when I started my product career, I worked on several products. So some of them are still out there with several apps that I've worked on. Some of them are still successfully out there. And one of them, which I loved, that was kind of like my thing, that's unfortunately not life anymore due to different legal and also strategy reasons from the company. I experienced it all, like stuff that's still successful, stuff that needs to be killed. But I think it's also something that a product manager needs to be aware of, also when to end things, when things are not working. That's kind of like, or also getting negative user feedback. That's the same job, right? So we have to do it all. There's the fun and also the sadness.
Yeah, but from negative, I think users, we can actually get the most of the things that we can actually improve. We can dig deeper more than, because, you know, there is this principle of five whys. There is, for example, there is one reason that, you know, the maybe the chair, the gray chair is in wrong color, but in the end, it's all about the like sitting place radius or something else. Yeah, you know, we should ask more advice, I guess, to those.
Absolutely,
users.
Absolutely. I also think that both from positive and negative experiences, we learn and we grow. And sometimes from negative experience and feedback and things, you grow even more, right? Because you want to change that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned also that, like, at least I heard that you have been like moving around through the whole globe, LA, like Germany, Barcelona, and then there is another entry. There is London. There is a master's degree pursued in one of the, I would say, prestigious, at least from my perspective, universities. It's London Metropolitan University. You pursued master's degree there. And maybe you can tell something interesting about that time.
Yeah, I mean, I love that London is my favorite city in the world, I would say, close to Barcelona. I did a master's degree in digital media because I felt like my bachelor's degree was quite broad. So I tackled a lot of things, but nothing really specialized. And it was a while ago. So also, I would say the online world was not as present as I would wanted it. So I decided to do a master's in digital media to really like get some more knowledge around how digital media works, what kind of different things you can do. So it was very much focused on user experience, a little bit of coding, but just like touching the basics and product management. It was super cool. I never regretted doing it. Although I would say it's, if you're like, thinking about doing a master's degree or something, it really needs to fit, right? Not just, I don't believe in just doing a master's degree just to have the title. I always believe in just doing things that you feel like are really right for you and not for your CV.
That's amazing words, actually, because I'm thinking personally, you know, now it's the COVID time. I graduated like bachelor degree this year, like during the COVID time. And now like it's, you know, master degree. But to be honest, like I'm looking also to different countries and you see the global pandemic gives you such like questionnaire. Should you do this now? Because like it's online and you're feeling this, you know, campus world, libraries and everything else. And finally, now you are the senior product manager at Xing. So as I already introduced, and I also checked, and I know that this platform is very huge. I would say you are the competitors, direct competitors, to LinkedIn, but you are like, American, if America has LinkedIn, Europe has Xing. So, could you, or I'm mistaking something maybe?
Well, it's in Germany we're big. In Germany we're actually bigger than LinkedIn, not in Europe, but we're very much focused on the German speaking countries. And at Xing I'm responsible for jobs, so a user finding the right jobs and in the end applying also to the perfect job.
And now you also moved to from Hamburg,
exactly.
Like headquarters to Barcelona. And how do you feel like this?
Yeah, so I kind of grew within Xing. I was in a product management role before in the news content area of Xing. And then I moved on to jobs, became a senior product manager. And I moved also to Barcelona, which was a fantastic opportunity for me.
And how do you feel that this like COVID time, especially now, like moving different cultures, different cultural teams and different time zones, and especially during the pandemic, what maybe are some like lessons learned, at least like from your perspective as a product manager?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I experienced both here in Barcelona, pre-COVID and then COVID. And first of all, on a personal level, Corona was pretty bad for us here in Barcelona. We were locked in for almost 3 months straight. So that was tough on a like professional product management level. I think I learned a lot as the whole team, because we had to adapt to a lot of things. I mean, Xing was very remote friendly before, but with this, it's really different. To you can't meet with people, you can't go for lunch, you can't go for drinks, and that's something which is really important for me, to have this team spirit and to build this team spirit. And I think it's something every product manager in this world most likely has to learn at the moment. How do you enforce team spirit and giving a direction and working on the same thing, having the fun doing things? How can you do that remotely? And I think we are all still learning and probably failing in some regards. But yeah, I think that's kind of the challenge for product managers in 2020 and 2021. Not only product managers, of course, but for us, it's quite important to how do you like, yeah, practice lateral leadership on a screen.
Yeah, it's the tough one, but I see like maybe like it this is the new normal, I would say. Like it will become new normal, because now the people like feeling that they are productive working from home, at least like for some of teams it's working, you know, and for some of teams it's not working, and then, you know, again, the costs and business strategies are revised for some companies. So tough times, to be honest. But yes. I believe that the happy future is also so already present. So yeah, that was story of you. Very amazing. But we are moving to the biggest topic. What the headline also is saying, and I will make some, you know, drama intro here. It was late 2018, February evening, and this eventually happened. PM Library was born. Tell me, please, how the idea of such amazing platform born? Who are those people who we should say, thank you, you are amazing?
Nice introduction. Yeah, PM Library, it was born from a personal need, actually, because Alex and I, we used to collect books on like a piece of paper and like ask colleagues, what do you read? What do you recommend? And then we had this list of books and like trying to get these as gifts from our parents on Christmas or something. And at one point we decided, why not put this out there? Because we saw that people are looking for book recommendations. When you go to Amazon, you get kind of this quantity, right? You put in product management, you get a huge list of books. But then where's like the personal touch to it? We saw on conferences that people always are super keen to know what the speaker is recommending to read. Like everyone was taking pictures when you had the slide of books. So we decided there must be a need, and on a, as you just like perfectly said, February night, we put out a Medium publication and started recommending books and giving inspirations around product management, tech, leadership, different topics that we were interested in. And we also invented kind of a series that's called On My Shelf, where we ask leaders in the product industry to recommend their books, their favorite books, the books they have currently on their shelves, and why other product managers should read that as well. And that's kind of how we started. And this worked out really well. We have lots of followers across different platforms, lots of monthly readers. So we grew. So today we're 6 people. We're, yeah, Alex, I already mentioned, Josh, Shane, Fadila, Steffi, and me. And we, yeah, it's a bunch of friends. It's a very, very cool team. Yeah, we produce the content that's currently under PM Library, reach out to other product managers and other people in the tech industry in general to share their books. And we are currently working on a new platform. I can talk a little bit about that later. But just now that I mentioned it, just to everyone who's listening, if you want to share your books, please reach out. We are always happy to feature anyone who wants to share books.
Yes, and actually my personal experience, like to say a little bit here, is that I already ordered 6 books, like using your library. So it means like, yeah, I mean, yeah. So, and thanks actually to Alex that like we have met in one, this COVID Zoom conference for a while. Like he was presenting also a lot of books and saying, hey, by the way, there is PM library. And then, you know, it evolved. So, and this is very amazing. But the word library, so, you know, we always in our podcast, we ask, hey, Cambridge Dictionary, what is library? And I was a little bit surprised, and I think they should definitely start to revise this definition. It's a building, room, or an organization that has a collection, especially of books for people to read or borrow, usually without payment. And what is here? It's nothing said about electronic resources. So do we see that this trend are coming to from real, like, you know, ancient and existing libraries to the new libraries, especially taking into that during the COVID, there was a lot of libraries closed. People didn't have any access to the books. And now it moves to, you know, Amazon, it moves to platforms like PM Library. So will be there the transition of all such fields, not only product management? What is your thought and like feeling on this?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess we definitely go more into the digital world of books. I mean, you can see it with Kindle, with like different readers. You can purchase and like read books in a digital way. Then there's also like Kindle Unlimited, which maybe goes into the direction of a library. You do have to pay, it's not for free, but you can just read almost everything you want. For us, it's really less like giving access to books directly, but rather more enabling people to grow and to learn by giving the right recommendations of what you should read if you're interested in a certain topic. So for us, it's more this recommending and also this building a community, right, among product managers to see what others are reading in order to grow and learn. And that's also our mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking to ask what is your mission, and you basically just nailed it. You already read my thoughts like a library. And what else is interesting that this reading became very, I would say, for many people, also for me, changed. This reading habits changed during the COVID because you spent more time at home. You didn't like stuck in those traffic jams and so you spend the time on reading or your family, and maybe a little bit more on work, to be honest. And but what is your like opinion overall? Why product managers need to read such books, and like how the books can help probably to them?
Yeah. So my personal opinion is that reading books helps you to grow and to learn. I think we can especially take the advantage of other people who made some experience, positive or negative, have some learnings, and they wrote it down, and you can just read it and you don't have to make the same mistakes again. You can just, yeah, get this learnings and not do the same things again. I think product managers are generalists. That means we are not super specified in a certain field, but we have to know a lot of different things. And how can you learn about different fields? For me personally, it's reading books and reading content, or like consuming content to get into different fields. For example, if you start a new job and you're suddenly working for an insurance company as a product manager, there are lots of books that you can read or lots of content you can consume about insurances, which you probably never touched before, just as an example. And for me, reading really spikes my creativity. So it's just also reading books beyond product management or beyond tech even, but you can always translate it back to the things you do. So for me, it's really like, yeah, broadening my horizon and yeah, just learning actually.
Mm-hmm. While doing like preparing for the podcast, actually, I read a little bit about the history of libraries and mm-hmm. there was one interesting saying about also this like books and libraries. So actually, those private libraries emerged in this ancient Greece, and actually only books were meant for, you know, for scholars, for young aristocrats. Actually, they saw that this book accumulation is like an asset in their quest for social and political success. So you are saying correctly, yeah, this is something that we might think that if I'm reading more, my knowledge power grows, and also I can like definitely maybe or you know be successful in my career as a certain field specialist because I have more knowledge. I know what is failing, what is not, and then. Probably you can write your own book because your experiences, you know, it's your personal and maybe other people didn't have such experience.
Absolutely, yeah.
You touched already the platform and actually you mentioned that the very first platform for you was a Medium. And do you have any maybe concrete numbers how much users or readers are there like subscribe buttons or so? Do you count some statistics on Medium for PM Library?
We do. We work a lot with data actually. So we have around 10,000 followers across different social platforms. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on the month, but we have like between 20 and 30,000 readers a month, which is really a lot. But for us, it was also a surprise to where we got. Because we started off really, that was our hobby, that were our weekends and like after work. And it's cool to see the interest and it's absolutely cool to get the support from the community and finding people who are willing to share their books. It's just lots of fun.
And now you are moving to the new platform, which is basically created already by you. Maybe you can share how does this go and why you choose I will give, you know, already spoiler alert, choose web instead, you know, of mobile or any other methods and platforms.
Yeah, well, we're not there yet, right? So we basically created a first prototype. And now we invited a first bunch of alpha testers to take a look. We're in the middle of doing lots of user research and lots of user interviews to really understand how people find the right books, what to read next, how you consume content in general, to get a first like product market fit. We've started with a web prototype because it's just easy to build it. And before we haven't really figured out like where is this going and how can we scale, I don't think there's a need to build a mobile app. But it's just also super interesting to see the different types of people and the different types of needs when it comes to reading and consuming content. I think that's like the first learning I can share, like there's no one thing fits all. But what we see and what was also our assumption in the beginning is people are really interested about personal book recommendations from others that are kind of similar or like people they look up to, like, hey, this is how I want to be. There's a need for this, I would say.
So now you are running also these user interviews. Did I understand correctly?
Yeah,
maybe you can share overall, like for those who are not familiar with, you know, user interviews, mm-hmm. how the process looks like and mm-hmm. like what people do you invite and how do you proceed? Because, you know, yeah. Our listener base also is kind of now trying to step into product management. So it's beneficial also for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe as a first thing, I think it's crucial for every product manager to talk to your users I think, you really have to get the user need and the user problem right, or customer problem, however you want to call it, to understand what your product is there for and what problems you are solving. And this is how I work in general. So this is also how we as a team work at PM Library. We want to understand what is the problem for people to find the best next read or the best next content they can consume. And so we decided to have an alpha testing group. We recruited these people by, we have lots of followers, as I said, and some are really active and really engaged. So we asked them if they would be willing to do that. We, of course, have friends and also people we look up to that we would love to talk to. So we contacted all of them. And now we're conducting user interviews. So we have a 1 hour call. We show them what we have already, but we also ask different questions around their consumption and just to understand how they're finding books and content at the moment.
Is there any maybe the most common answer that everyone is saying? Like, we Google it, we I don't know, we check YouTube, or what is now the trend? Because I know in ancient Greece there was libraries and everyone was going to the libraries, and now it's difficult.
Well, I guess purchasing books on Amazon is kind of a thing everyone does. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's not really, it's not one size fits all. It's like everyone is somehow different. But what I already said, everyone is kind of interested in what are others reading. That's a need that we already figured out. And then maybe something for me a bit interesting that was a surprise to me. I heard from a lot of people already that they like to buy books by the cover. So the nicer the cover, the nicer and the more interesting the cover, they would buy it, no matter what the title or the topic is. I find that really interesting.
Yeah. It's I think there is also one book, Don't Buy Book by the Cover. With just simple minimalistic cover, and it's just like states any pros and cons. Amazing. So when are your very first plans to give your kid platform to the end users? So what are any milestones you have? Or
we don't have a specific date, but I think with the first version we are almost there. But again, we also want to get the user problem really right and solve the right thing and not just ship something. So, but I think we're almost there with the first version, and then from there we see how it evolves. It's also not one user test. I mean, we've done stuff before already, but it's not just talking to users once and never talk to them again. So, I mean, Alex is also talking about continuous product discovery, and I think So that's a journey. It's a start. Let's see where it takes us.
It's definitely will take that Cambridge Analytica Cambridge Dictionary will change the definition of libraries, I guess, at some point. They should definitely revise after listening to this podcast.
Well, I'm not sure if they do, but maybe we can ask them.
Yes, we should. As a end users, we should say what is wrong there. So, and there is one I think amazing idea that also came from your team. It's about this section on my shelf with somebody, and by somebody I mean actually those people are very, very highly skilled. They are highly skilled readers, they are writers, and actually also representatives of big companies like Google, N26, Spotify, Atlassian, and so on. So how do you get those guys on the board, and how do they react on your platform? Maybe you can share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I think that's one of the things that surprised me most. I mean, in a positive way, everyone is super happy to join. And that speaks for the product community. Everyone wants to share their book recommendations. They're super curious, no matter the title. I mean, we had really big names already with Melissa Perry, Jeff Gottelf, Georgie Smallwood. We had quite famous product people, but we are also looking for, I call them like the regular product manager, like me, like you, right? It's really interesting to share and to see what other people are reading. So we're also trying to get the balance between like the super famous speakers and authors, but also like just everyone who wants to share. And we are also trying to not just get product managers, but designers and developers and tech leads and marketeers. And it's interesting just to see what people within the tech industry are reading.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely reading also Reddit and code reviews also. It's
so. True. Yeah, and basically to answer your question as well, like we reach out a lot. We just, if I get to know someone, I usually just go, hey, and would you be up to share your book recommendations on conferences via LinkedIn, wherever. But what's also super exciting for us is that a lot of people approach us and like ask, can I share my book recommendations? And that's awesome.
I think that's very brilliant, because I imagined like being a mobile user. You know, we were talking in the previous podcast about one interesting case of like, you know, music library, where there was the search button hidden for the user, so user cannot navigate to like understand where he or she can check the, you know, music, what music is available in that. And then that user like said this directly to me, but I said, but do you report that problem as a user to the company? And and the user responded, no, why shouldn't I? And you know, I think this is the thing what we are missing. We need more user feedback. Even if it's positive, if it's like small mistake, I think this is how our tools, our, you know, features, our, you know, daily things in our apps or platforms are actually improving. So definitely.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that also goes out to everyone who's listening. If you use the PM library or experience anything, please reach out. We're always happy to get feedback.
Feedback is important.
Yeah,
that was PM library, but interesting topic, and still continuing about the books. So, as you are also the co-founder of PM library, I should ask, how much do you read? How many books have you read already? Can we follow your journey somewhere?
That's a good question. That might be also a good feature, right? Well, I read a lot. That might not be a surprise to you. I can't tell you how many books I read in my life. I can't. But I have this routine. So I read every night before going to bed between half an hour and an hour. I think it depends on how attaching the book is in that moment, or how interesting, if you want to put it down or not. There are books also, spoiler, that you start reading and 5 minutes later you fell asleep. But then there are books that you like, you read for 1.5 hours and you're like, oh damn it, I have to go sleep. But that's kind of my routine, and I do that every day. And I think that's also a good way to keep reading, if you find a routine to do that.
And I there was even one research conducted by also the same like Cambridge University about like how the reading influences your mental power, and like in you know, when you became older, you still have this, you know, neurons like thinking fast and slow. Yeah. You know, you think smart. Yeah. And make bold decisions. So it's, I think, yeah, reading is definitely something that ancient Greeks were using to you know, become stronger and powerful politicians, and also in any other industries. Interesting. But so you are reading again online paper books, or it's something, some Kindle tool, and what is your
it's mixed for me. So I love books, like normal books, soft or hardcover. And it might sound a bit weird, but I love the smell of books. So it's something that I wouldn't want to miss. Nevertheless, I have a Kindle and I use it a lot because I just need it for traveling. I mean, I live in Barcelona, but my family is in Germany, so I travel quite a lot. So I can't carry around like 3 books because I also like to read books, like different books at the same time. So I do have a Kindle as well. Something that I never really, like just personally, I never really got really used to is audiobooks. I like them and I actually like hearing the voice of the authors, but it's just something that I just prefer to read myself.
Yeah, like this is a very good point that audiobooks is something like, I think it's again more personal because I have heard that many people prefer audiobooks and many like me do not prefer audiobooks because I cannot stop and like mark and highlight, you know, with my ink. And I think this could be the problem. And also what I have experienced during your product management job, you cannot listening to any other content, which is not just music. And this is interesting, I would say, on a personal level.
Yeah.
Okay. As you have also on my shelf for PM Library, can we ask what is on Lena's shelf currently? What book recommendations? Yeah, currently.
Yeah, currently. Yeah, if you want to check out like my all time on my shelf, please check on the PM Library. At the moment, I'm reading Surrounded by Idiots by Thomas Erickson, I think he's called. It's a bit of a provocative title. I'm not surrounded by idiots, but I found it quite interesting to understand how you can communicate with different types of people, how maybe like not have to fake it, but how you can just approach communication differently in different contexts. And this is what this book is about. I'm not done yet, so I can't give you a full recommendation, but so far it's really interesting. And yeah, it just helps you to communicate effectively. And I think that's one of the key things you have to do when you're a product manager with stakeholders, with engineers, with designer. It might just be slightly different how you approach people. And that's why I'm reading it. Another thing that's kind of my all-time favorite book so far, I think, even it's Radical Candor by Kim Scott. It's just about how you can be kind and clear in your leadership skills at the same time, and just more human when leading other people, or like, yeah, we as lateral leaders, as product managers as well. That helped me a lot also in terms of how do you give and receive feedback. That's kind of like, I'm not reading it at the moment, but I have to recommend it. And then something else I just finished lately, it's called The Future We Choose. And it's completely off topic to product management, but it's very on topic to life. So it's written by two senior advisors of the Climate Crisis Agreement in Paris. And they basically write about how we should not give up fighting for it, and also what you can do as an individual to help climate crisis, and to basically save the world. it's super interesting. I just picked it up and I think I read it in like 2 days. I can only recommend it.
Mm-hmm. I would say this is very well said, that we are actually, what we are saying like here, it's also not only about the product management books, you see, it's something I would say even as a you know, as a kids, we were reading the wolf stories or any other stories. And actually, if we are reading it now, it becomes like, it gives you a different perspective on the things, on the life as such. And this could be actually applied to your routine, on your daily work, and this is perfect, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely, because in the end it comes down that we build products for human beings most likely and we work with human beings, right? So anything you read somehow in this regard will help you, right? So it's also not just about listing a bunch of product management books. It's we want to take it one step further and like really think, how can you grow as a product manager, and that can be in any regard.
Well, so if anyone has any questions to Lena about the books, definitely write on LinkedIn or in any other platforms. She has amazing reading list. But do you remember like very, very first book as a kid that you read? Or?
Oh, that's a really good question. There was this book, I have to say it in German. It's called Ich und meine Schwester Clara.
It's myself and my sister Clara.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I know it. And my also parents was reading it to me. Or grandparents even. I know this book. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I love it. I still like it. I mean, I haven't picked it up in years, but I still remember. It's really funny and really good. Nothing with product management though.
Yeah, we must also read something not product management related.
True.
But as our time is going to actually end in this podcast, so I would ask, is there anything how we as the product community and like future product managers, designers, software engineers could help your community to, you know, prosper and grow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, as I said in the beginning, give feedback if you use the PM library. If you're up for sharing your book recommendation, we are super happy to have you. Just reach out. If you want to become an alpha beta tester, like helping us build a platform, please reach out as well. and just let's stay in touch. Let's grow the community together. That would be fantastic.
Supporting is the power. And is there any plans to celebrate the 3 years of PM Library next February?
I guess we're always up for celebrations. So everything that you can celebrate, we will celebrate. So I guess yes. We don't have a plan yet. I really, really hope to get the 6 people together that we are, because we are distributed between Barcelona, Munich, London, and it's Berlin. So currently it would be fantastic to have the crew together, but not so confident.
And I hope it's not about only reading books.
No.
I mean, at that right. Any useful links that where we should like enter? Is it www.pmlibrary.com or something?
The PM Library, thepmlibrary.com.
Last but not least, maybe you can share with us your 3 favorite apps that you have been using in your daily life, in your daily routine. It could be related to the work, to the, you know, social life or anything, because it's interesting how we are like, what are the trends now, and maybe it could be beneficial to me or any other users here.
My 3 favorite apps. So I think my all-time favorite app is Spotify. Might not be a surprise. I just love listening to music, and I think they're doing an amazing job when it comes to recommendations. For me, they're always like on point. Also, I love the design and the experience of the whole app. For me, it's like the best app in the world. What else? I think that's an app maybe that's not mentioned a lot, but used a lot. And for me, it's Google Maps. I know. No one ever says that when you talk about the best apps. But for me, I think it's the app I use the most. It saves my life on a daily basis because I know how to get from A to B, especially like living in a city that's so big, and like I'm here for years, so I don't know all the places. And yeah, for me, it's one of the best apps as well. It's also super simple. And as a third app, I have to say I love cooking. I really do. And for me, Kitchen Stories is really a nice app I use a lot. And they're doing a really good job in not just recommending good recipes, but also how, like, the whole experience while you use it. So the app doesn't shut down if you work with Kitchen Stories and you're doing other things. It's a really good companion when you cook. I can only recommend it.
Well, so definitely I will try to use more Google Maps. I actually a very good friend, Connor, like from Dublin, he's actually one of the also like PM leads for Google Maps, and so I should definitely kudos to Connor and the team.
Yes, please say hi from me, and if they want to have a user tester, I'm totally up for it.
Yay. All right. It's fantastic time, like the time just like we were talking about books and libraries, and it's so fantastic that we are still, as a people, we are reading, not only social media accounts, or we are reading books also. And for that reason, I think the PM library has a bright future in terms of the e-libraries that are becoming as a platforms. And I wish you this bravery and good luck with you and your team, and say hi also to Alex. Yeah, you're doing great job, and you inspired a lot of PMs. I would say personally, me, read more books and read incredible content from incredible people. And thank you, Lena, for your time and being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Product Table with Elvis Sinise.